Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're looking at the topic of courageous victory, having the courage to lay hold of the victory that God has in store for us. And today we're going to talk specifically about a victory through wise counsel. And the text today is one of those that's easy to take out of context. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we go through. Proverbs 11:14 says, "For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but many advisors make victory sure." The truth of God's word never fails. The timing of God's word is, well, his timing and not ours. And when we think about victory through wise counsel, I look at this text and it talks about many advisors assure victory. Well, it kind of depends on the advisors that you seek. Within the context of Scripture, you realize that it's godly advisors that a wise king would surround themselves with. And when God talks about the company we keep influencing our decisions, influencing our actions, he makes it clear it's not simply a matter of quantity. And so we can see in our own life, if we pay much attention, how doing things our own way can lead to trouble. But seeking godly advice, seeking advice from God's word, following the wisdom of God's word, helps lead us in a path that is productive, that is good for us, that avoids many of the pitfalls that this world has, that the enemy tries to entice us into. And so it's important when we consider the counsel of others, what its source is, what its intent is. There are those that will entice and or counsel you to do things that they know will harm you. That's the intent that they have. There are others who will counsel you to do things that will make them look good, regardless of how it affects you, whether good, bad, or indifferent. Their goal, their intent is themselves. And the importance is to surround yourself with people that you listen to who seek your good, who want to see you succeed. People who are comfortable with God's word, who live God's word, who are those godly examples that you can not only learn from by listening to them, you can learn from by watching them. See, many advisors make victory sure when we're willing to listen to the advice that's given. And the difficulty with many advisors is often they're not saying the same thing. And our tendency can be to dismiss those that we disagree with, to dismiss those that we don't like, to dismiss those that, well, are difficult. But the purpose of advisors is to help us see things from angles and directions and perspectives that we may not have thought of. And when you consider what it looks like in the context of a nation, and then bring it down to our personal life, in the context of a nation, the advisors were simply that. They gave advice. The king was the ruler, the one who still chose what direction the nation would take. And it did them well to listen to the advice, to sort through the advice, to decide which parts of the advice were good and which were not. But the idea was to get as much information as possible, to not make rash decisions, to not make decisions based on missing information. And when we live life, when we seek victory that God gives, we want those advisors around us who help us to see all of that stuff that's in our blind spots, that helps us to see things we hadn't even thought of, a perspective that is different from our own. Not that these advisors always change our mind, but they give us the information to make a better decision. And God's desire is that we know the victory that comes from listening, from learning, from putting into practice the principles of His Word. There are things that none of us will ever know fully about God's Word. It's living and active. It's constantly teaching me. And if I reach the point that I believe I know it all, then I have no business trying to teach or trying to lead or trying to even represent what it says. And I learn of God's Word as I surround myself, not just with His presence, but with others who can instruct, who can advise, who can help me to see what I'm missing. It's one of the reasons why we study God's Word with others. It's so that we can help one another, that we can listen to one another, so that we can give advice to one another. And when we gaze deeply into God's Word together, we find that the source of our advice is coming from God. It's coming from the same place. It's a unifying source. And when we look into God's Word and we realize His desire is that we do life with one another, we encourage one another, we find victory through a commonality of goals, of desires, of purpose. And I think sometimes we're almost trained to pay more attention to our differences than we are to our common goal. And when we begin to look at life as a time period where we have the opportunity to know Jesus and to make Him known, the question is, will we do it? One of the songs that we sang at Deer Run this past Sunday was new to me, but it talked about speaking Jesus. And when we surround ourselves with advisors who speak Jesus, it helps us to know how to speak Jesus in the circumstances and situations we find ourselves in. When we surround ourselves with advisors who give good and godly advice, who are filled with wisdom, who are filled with the Spirit, we become better equipped to speak Jesus in the workplace, to speak Jesus in our homes, to speak Jesus in the marketplace, to speak Jesus wherever we are. And that victory that we find in Jesus can be spread when together we live and work and breathe with that common purpose of making Jesus known. As we spend time praying today, ask God to help you really evaluate who you listen to. Do you listen to anyone? Are you so set in your own being right that you don't take advice? Probably just as bad as, do you listen to everyone with the same weight, with the same ear? And I think doing that is what can become rather chaotic. Or do you surround yourself with people who are trustworthy, who are students of God's word, who are wise and understanding? That you listen to for advice. That you go to for advice. That help to teach and instruct and shape your walk with Christ. You see, God's desire is that we would know the victory that comes from many advisors. That we would grow in wisdom because we're willing to listen. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us has been poured out through your word, through a collection of wisdom that is constantly able to be applied to our life. And Father, part of that wisdom is this verse we've looked at today about a nation failing because of lack of wisdom, because of lack of good advice, but victory being given to those who seek much advice, who have many advisors. And God, we know that there are those that give advice that is good, and there are those that give advice that is not good, that brings harm to us and to others. So Father, help us to live with the wisdom to know what good and godly advice sounds like, what it looks like, how it applies in our life. Help us to see how willing we are, how much we live with the humility needed to listen to others. How much humility we have to listen to you. Father, may the true source of our advice come from you. May it be obtained through our reading and our study and our meditation upon your word. May the counsel that we seek from others always be filtered through your word. That we would have the humility to listen, but we would also have the wisdom to judge rightly and to distinguish between good advice and bad advice. Father, as we listen to others, may they help us to know not only the wisdom of your word, but may they help us to know how to apply your word. And even if what we're hearing from others is not full of wisdom, may it teach us how to speak Jesus to them, how to serve them, how to minister to them, how to help. Father, may we not only seek godly advice, may we not only surround ourselves with wise counselors, but may we grow in being that to others. May you help us to live your word in such a way that others look to us to be those advisors who give wise counsel, who direct in the ways that are good and right. Father, may we not only experience victory in Jesus, but may we live in such a way that others find that victory because of the advice that we give, because of the counsel that we share. Father, may we be the examples that others need to see. Father, today I continue to pray for those that are struggling, some out of circumstances of unknown origin and cause, others out of circumstances of making bad decisions because of a variety of reasons. And some just living within that trouble that Jesus said that we would have. God, I pray for each one to know the value of good and godly advice. Father, I continue to pray for my friend and co-worker David as he's at the Mayo Clinic. May today be a good day. A good day of information, a good day of consultations, a good day of learning, of taking in that counsel of others. Father, may you strengthen his mind and his body, his neurological system that seems to be at war with him. And Father, today as we lift up Jesus, as we seek the advice of your words, as we follow the counsel that you give, may we know the victory that comes through Jesus. And because we know that victory, may we lift him up at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.